Greetings, lovely listeners. This story takes place in March 2025 and tells the tale of my second return to America's most haunted hotel, the Crescent. 20 years ago, I'd gone with my husband for the first time and had quite the unbelievable experience at 3 a.m. in our hotel room. And here I was this past March returning 20 years later with my life and myself looking very different. Not only did I now understand what ghosts were, I believed absolutely in psychic mediums and had come into my abilities, and hey, I've gotten somewhat good at it, talking with spirit and understanding the metaphysical. So I was very curious to see what my trip this past March presented to me with the spirit world. I went with my husband and daughter. It was a spring break trip in March. And as we were at the Crescent Hotel, it was a little surreal to be back there sharing this beautiful hotel and its history with my 12-year-old daughter. Now, she is a lover of ghost tours. And do you know that one thing that's changed since 20 years ago, my first visit to the hotel, was that the Crescent Hotel now offered a ghost tour inside their hotel. And of course, my 12-year-old, who loves ghosts and all things spooky just like I did, wanted to do the tour, so we signed up. I'll never forget, we checked in for our ghost tour on one of the top floors in the hotel and took a seat in the room in the hotel where everyone who'd bought a ticket for the tour was supposed to report to before the tour began. As my husband, daughter, and I sat in these chairs and waited for the rest of the ghost tour attendees to arrive, I started to look around this room. There were pictures and artifacts of the hotel's history. And I thought, okay, I wonder what we're going to get tonight on this ghost tour. I'm going to enjoy it. And hey, if I feel the presence of a spirit person, great. Let's see who we have show up to this tour tonight. And as I'm sitting there thinking these thoughts, I thought, you know, let me just kind of open up and expand and see who I have. And listeners, I kid you not, while sitting in this chair with my husband, daughter, watching these attendees come in and sit and fill the room, in these minutes before the ghost tour began, I kid you not, as soon as I opened my awareness up, I very, very much so was greeted very loudly, very forcefully, energetically by a young man in spirit. His clairvoyance, this is what I call a earth-connected spirit. He felt dense. He felt close. He was loud. It was kind of hard to not see what he was giving me with my clairvoyance, but I saw this man's face, and how I saw his face in my mind was very close up. It's kind of like he was getting right up in my face, to be honest, and he was animated, and he was moving. He was moving his face, and I thought, wow, this is a very, I don't want to say aggressive, but very pressing gentleman. He's not shy. He's getting right up in my face. And right away, I knew to acknowledge him. And I just felt, I see you. I've got you. Nice to meet you. And he had this huge grin on his face. And right away, he started presenting me with evidence as to who he was. And I was listening. I felt that he had kind of that salesman type feel, like you didn't know if you could trust him. That was the strongest hit I got off of him, other than seeing his face moving in my clairvoyant faculty. It was this dishonesty, that's a good word for it. And I knew, I felt like he was trying to speak to me, trying to tell me things. Like this was his manner of being when he was here. It was evidence as to who he was. And obviously, I'd come to find out what he did. I kind of chuckled because he kept, you know, trying to talk to me. It was this like gentle butterfly wings kind of feeling in my awareness. And I was like, you're so high energy, dude. Chill. Go bug someone else. I see you. Nice to meet you. Don't know who you are. And as I was saying these things and feeling them to him, he gave me this knowing of being like a person who was connected to circus. And right away, I asked him, who are you? Tell me a bit about yourself. You're obviously very strong personality. And I just knew circus, right? I wasn't seeing anything connected to circus or feeling anything, but I just knew circus. And I was like, oh, and then I thought, okay, I have no idea how you fit into the crescent, because my knowledge is there was nothing connected to a circus with the Crescent Hotel. I'd done my basic research online and I knew briefly the history, but I knew nothing of a circus, right? And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I said, okay, well, you're very intense. And this is when I told him, go bug someone else. Thank you. I'm going to enjoy the tour now. And I kind of brought my awareness in and didn't expand so much in my mind. And then I was like, I wonder if he's still here. So I opened back up and I kid you not, listeners, he gave me this image. Let me tell you this first. In this room, there were tons of artifacts and historical items from the hotel. One of the items being a little like organ type instrument right to my right. I was on the edge of the row of the seats. It was like 5 feet from me. And I was intrigued by it. I glanced at it. I hadn't focused on it or anything. But when I opened back up my awareness to see if this gentleman was in spirit, and again, he presented young, like 20, 22. When I opened back up my awareness to see if he was still there, he was showing me that little organ. It's called a calliope, C-A-L-L-I-O-P-E. I hope I'm pronouncing that okay, correctly. And he was moving his hands around it. And I was like, okay, dude, are you a musician or something? And he was showing it to me. He was like, look, look. And I thought, oh, you're trying to sell me this instrument? Because you got that kind of salesman vibe with you, right? Like this weird like performer salesman lure me in vibe. It was so intense, y'all. And he was laughing and he was proud of this. And I was like, okay, dude, I get it. You like the music. You like the organ thing. And at that point, the ghost tour guide shut the door to the room we were all seated in, all of us who were going on the tour. And he started speaking. And I told the spirit dude, I said, okay, gotta go. Bringing it back in. Thank you. Now, I didn't tell my husband. Actually, I did. I told my husband and daughter, I said, there's this young dude spirit here. He's really intense and he's really kind of intriguing, like amusing, right? Like interesting. And so they got a kick out of that and they were so excited. And the tour guide started his spiel and he started telling us the history of the Crescent Hotel. Now, what I knew about the Crescent, listeners, was that it was a hotel. It had opened up to attract people to the natural springs of Eureka Springs for healing. It had been a Crescent College for women at one point. And also, the last years of its life, or a good towards the end of its lifetime, it had been before it opened up to the public, went back to a hotel or to become the Crescent Hotel, it had been a hospital, a place where people went to supposedly be cured for cancer with the spring water. And I'd read the history on this. I knew it. And I knew that the crazy doctor, who was not a doctor, he was a fraud, who claimed he was a doctor, I knew about him. He lured people in claiming he had a cure for cancer with the spring water. And these people would come and stay with him at this hotel and they would die. They would not get cured. He did a lot of crazy stuff on these patients, a lot of crazy surgeries, experiments. It's your typical crazy, eerie story associated with this. This is not an uncommon ghost story with a space, but that's the Crescent. This crazy doctor, fraud, did crazy experiments on people, took the people's money, took their loved ones in that were dying of cancer, and never really cured them. And his name was, he wasn't a doctor, but he called himself Dr. Norman Baker. And I knew this history. And so the ghost tour guide was telling us about Norman Baker. He was talking about him and all that he did at the hotel and his experiments and his deceit and his lies and his sales pitch. And then the ghost, which I knew all that, but then the ghost tour guide said the following statement. He said, "But something interesting about Dr. Norman Baker was that he used to work for the circus, and he used to be a circus caller, luring people into the circus when he was young. And also, that Calliope organ over there, the small organ-type machine, was his invention." And when the ghost tour guide told us that information, I knew right away that Dr. Norman Baker had made himself known to me. And he'd done it in a way with the knowledge that I could not know it was him, because all I knew about Norman Baker was that he was the quack doctor who stole people's money, claiming he could cure cancer and didn't, and brought those cancer patients to the hospital. I did not know this guy was in the circus. And I did not know he invented the organ instrument next to me. So I knew he'd made himself known to me in a kind of sneaky way, because he was a sneaky man, and brought forward evidence about himself that absolutely, without a doubt, showed me it was Norman Baker. To be honest, listeners, if he had presented in his elderly, silver-haired, quack doctor days, I probably would have freaked out, because truth be told, all of us have our fears, right? Like the things in the horror movies, the situations, the settings, we all have our creepy jeepy thing that really freaks us out the most, right? And for me, there's two. The first one is getting lost in the backcountry woods, taken in where I'm so far away from reality and captured, right? And then the serial killer has his way. And then the second thing that I am very, very afraid of is quack doctors experimenting on people that they don't know what they're doing on these people. So I know if Dr. Norman Baker would have presented as Dr. Norman Baker, the fraud, the quack, who really did crazy things to people in the Crescent, I probably would have freaked out. But he knew. He knew exactly how to make himself known. He knew I was there. He presented in his early 20s as that young circus worker, bragging about his Calliope organ. Now, you might be thinking, that's kind of cool. But truth be told, I was a little creeped out because he's a quack doctor. But also, I was a little disappointed in my abilities. I mean, come on. How could I not know it was him? He blocked me from it. I couldn't feel his age. He presented differently. There was nothing that he gave me to make me connect with my knowledge I had of him, that it was him, Norman Baker. And maybe, you know, he just, I don't know why he presented to me, you know, like why do we get these spirits that we get that are so earth connected sometimes and then not? I don't know. But Dr. Norman Baker definitely wanted to make himself known. And he knew to show me that side of him that wouldn't freak me out. But hey, I don't know, maybe I thought it was kind of cool. Because truth be told, that Calliope is one cool looking organ, one cool piano machine. And I play piano. So hey, he knew that. And by the way, I absolutely love the circus, like huge. So there you go. Even though Dr. Norman Baker may have had his quack days, you know, in spirit, we're all about healing and evolving. And I appreciate that he came in with the circus and the Calliope and not the operation tool he was holding in his hand to perform those surgeries. Anyways, listeners, thank you for listening tonight. Happy Halloween. I hope you have a wonderful night eating lots of candy and trick-or-treating if you celebrate. And if not, until next time.